We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. So we'll ask Jeff about this quad thing with Ben that popped up out of nowhere. It's the first time he's been listed with that injury. Could add to the drama, right? If he goes out and throws five touchdowns against Baltimore, he could say that he was only at 75%, which would maybe help his MVP candidacy. It won't get a vote from Chris Sims, no matter what he does. Sims doesn't really like Big Ben, and he doesn't like Craig Riley either. We learned that today. Chris Sims, now notorious in Pittsburgh for shunning Ben Roethlisberger and putting Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow ahead of him, and Lamar Jackson on a list of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Left Big Ben off, put Herbert, Burrow, Lamar Jackson all there, and was on Dan Patrick's show today on AT&T Sportsnet, Chris, and listen to him passive-aggressively take a shot at our friend Craig.
You had a top 10 list, was that last week, and Ben Roethlisberger was not on your top 10 quarterback list?
Right. Yeah.
How much
he was
feedback
not.
Did you hear from Steeler fans?
Well, yeah, I did. I heard a lot from the Steeler fans. I had to, like, stop looking at my social media. I had people from Pittsburgh calling me, you know, as far as the radio stations wanting to get me on there.
Yeah, we tried. I mean, we reached out. Never heard back from him. Chris Sims, such a
coward.
Big deal, can't even respond with a text to say, hey, sorry, going to pass this time. Get that from people plenty of times. Get the courtesy from people saying, nope, sorry, not this time. The respect from people to even send a text message back declining.
Here's what I don't like about this comment from him, is that he just used you as show material. I don't like that he now felt free enough to take your conversation with him, or attempt at a conversation with him.
It's one-way conversation.
One-way conversation. And used it to strengthen his point on a big national show like Dan Patrick's. He is using you. I almost feel like asking you to send him a text and say, hey, Chris, all due respect, next time you bring me up on Dan Patrick's show, can you ask for permission first? Not a big fan of that.
Not a big fan of the guy in general.
Can you play that clip? Can you play just Sims's response there again? Can you, do you guys mind?
Feedback? Did you hear from Steeler fans?
Well, yeah, I did. I heard a lot from the Steeler fans. I had to, like, stop looking at my social media. I had people from Pittsburgh calling me, you know, as far as the radio stations wanting to get me on there.
Okay, man, is that not the voice of a smarmy little troll if you've ever heard one? The tone,
just sit at
the
home
arrogance.
In grandma's basement with the drawers on, typing on your damn keyboard. Shut the hell up.
Wow. We just got a text from someone, says, great point by Mueller, takes one to know one.
Yeah, I'll own that. I am. Absolutely a smarmy little troll. I don't care. See, unlike Chris Sims, though, I can admit it.
If you said something on your Yard Barker site and just blasted an entire fan base or player, which you're wont to do, if then somebody in that market tried to get you on, if you couldn't do it, wouldn't you say, hey,
I can't do it? Yeah, I would give them a response. In fact, but here's the thing. I would almost never, unless like the timing genuinely didn't work out, I would go on with them. Who cares?
I just think that Sims, who is Chris Sims all of a sudden now to act like coming on Pittsburgh sports talk radio is beneath him. What the hell is that all about? He's Chris Sims.
I don't know.
He's
not Mike
Phil.
Florio's his boss. Is Mike Florio nominally his boss?
Craig?
Yes. He works Florio under the Pro Football Talk umbrella. And Mike Florio, by the way, when
Florio
you text
comes on
him
here
and he can't come on, he tells you, hey, sorry, can't
hey,
do it this time.
And guess what? Florio likes me, remember?
Florio loves us.
Florio used something I said and got all kinds of content out of it. You know what that something was? The trading Mike Tomlin idea. He loved that. Asked Peter King about it. He really ran with that one. So you're right. I do have a relationship with Florio. I should have a relationship with Chris Sims. Sims used to do a show with my buddy Adam Lefko from TNT. Adam and I used to play intramural basketball together. We were the same type of player. He wasn't as good a shape as me back then, though, believe it or not. We were both the type that would absolutely throw up in bars, as I talked about last hour. But Lefko used to do a podcast with Chris. And I used to have Sims on my show, Chris, and we would talk about having a mutual friend. So Sims didn't always big time us. This is kind of a rather new development. I don't like when guys crap on players or fans and then refuse to own up to it and defend it.
Well, it's the trolls method here. So he won't face the music. Yeah, he won't face the music.
Trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
Here's the thing. Like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen to Chris Sims on this? We'll pin him in a corner. I know we'd absolutely
try
to.
Wait a minute. I just thought about something. Sims is on that is on Football Night in America, is he not? Isn't he part of that whole ensemble?
I believe so.
How about Roethlisberger goes out, beats the Ravens, and then after the game, Tafoya's talking to him when he just takes a shot at Chris Sims? There is a greater than 0% chance of something like that happening. Would you guys agree with that?
I think Roethlisberger would be particularly peeved about a quarterback who didn't do 1/100th of what he has in the pros being the one to take shots at him. I could easily see Roethlisberger, if he has a great game, deciding to twist the knife by name. He would go something like, Michelle, I'm just happy it was a great team win. I'm really proud of the guys. I'm proud of the coaching staff. I'm thrilled to be 11-0. And, you know, you do hear the noise out there from some of the people who are paid to talk about this stuff. You know, like, he'll go, what's his name? Chris Sims. And then move on, basically, and just wither him.
My hatred for Chris Sims burns so bright. Nearly as bright as my love for Ben, that if Ben does that, I would consider getting the number 7 tattooed on my body.
Hold on. Time out.
Oh, no.
I want you to take part of that and subtract it, retract it right now, and say it again.
Which part? Take it out.
Take the part out where it's wishy-washy.
You want me to say that if Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, how big are we talking about the number 7 here? I'm not getting it on my back like his jersey.
Okay, keep
going.
Put
it on one ass cheek like Roy Orbison, Orbison tattoo.
No, we're not going to ask him to do something ridiculous. Say it again.
Okay.
Yeah, if Ben calls out Chris Sims by name, I'll get a 7 tattooed on my body.
Let's go. Woo! Let's go, baby. You want to put a little action on the game? There's BetQL, there's FanDuel, there's all types of places. This is literal skin in the game. You get a Steelers win, a Big Ben shot at Chris Sims. You're going to the tattoo parlor.
I'm in.
Where do you think you would get it?
I'm going to try to make that happen.
Well, that's the thing. I know saying this that you are probably going to send a message to make this happen.
I'm going to try to amplify this and get that out there.
Craig, would you just get it in somewhere that's like super painful, like the bottom of your foot, just get a tiny 7 that no one would ever see?
Let's come back to this with Jeff. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. He's going to tell us about Ben's quad injury next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.